Sunshine, he said, sounding strained. If you do not cease this torment, I will go mad. The night was dark and filled with wonder, and so was she. I cannot stop, she confessed into his throat. Her fingers were on his neckcloth, making short work of the knot with her free hand, then the buttons on his shirt. She kissed her way back to his mouth as her fingers found what they wanted. His warm, bare flesh. His muscles. He was so strong. Beneath her flattened palm, his heart thumped fast, matching hers. His tongue stroked into her, and when she writhed atop him in an effort to quell the ache deep in her core, he moaned, his grip on her waist tightening. He rolled his head to the side, breaking the kiss. This is neither the time nor the place for us to consummate our vows, he said, sounding ragged. He was right. It would be terribly improper for them to make love here and now, on a blanket beneath the stars. But still, she wanted him with a relentlessness that took her by surprise. It feels right to me, she dared, rocking on his straining length. Damn it! Stop moving like that! His voice was strained. Good. That pleased her. She liked the effect she had upon him. She moved again. Like this? Yes. His hips pumped beneath her, increasing the contact. Like that. But you seem to be enjoying it. It is bloody torture. She kissed his cheek, his lips. What a beautiful man he was. And hers. All hers. The night was a dream she would wake from. Later, she would worry over the repercussions of her actions. Later, she would remember all the reasons why she did not dare trust any man, and most especially not the stranger she had so recently wed. Or maybe not. Maybe this was the beginning. She broke the kiss once more. Then put an end to the torture, she challenged, in much the same way he had urged her to kiss him. You do not mean that. She had never meant anything more. I do. Tell me. I want you, Roland.